welcome to a quick Conversations of Change podcast with Dr. Jen Fram. We have a change chat with one of the leaders in the change management field. Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Jen Fram from Conversations of Change, and I'm continuing on my Australia-wide tour of change practitioners for the podcast. And I am still in Western Australia, still in sunny Perth, and I've got the very lovely pleasure of having some of Joe Hutton from Ralio's time this morning. Good morning, Joe, and welcome to the Change Chat.
G'day, Jen. It's great to be here.
Lovely, lovely. Now, Joe, you've been super, super busy and you work in the space around technology and change management, which is still really very much emerging for change practitioners. Can we just backtrack a bit? How did you get into change management in the first place?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Like a lot of people who work in the change management profession, it sort of happened by chance. My background's marketing and communications, and I've studied marketing at uni, and then I worked in marketing communications here in Australia for a couple of years. And then, like a lot of Australians, I had a rite of passage, and I thought I'd go to London on a working holiday. And I got there, and I couldn't get a job in marketing. And after a few months, and, you know, of course, the backpacking dollars were running a little bit low, a friend of mine said, oh, there's a communications job going in government on a tribunal's modernisation program. And so I went along and I got the job, and that's really how I got into change management. And then my next job in the UK was actually rolling out secure email to the criminal justice system, and worked in government and in enterprise in the UK on a number of different changes.
Yeah, right. So what's been the most common theme that has run through your change practitioner work?
I've sort of probably had a little bit more of a leaning towards technology change, and I do enjoy it. I have done people and cultural type changes, but I think probably the technology side of things, and I think even though you do work with people who know a lot about technology, you know, the general population and general populations in enterprise organisations, they still even today don't know a lot about technology, and so it's about educating people and, you know, taking them on that change journey from a technology aspect.
Yeah, cool. So you have done a bit of a pivot in terms of moved from the world of full-time change practitioner into full-time entrepreneur and started up your own company, Ralio.
Yeah.
Tell us how that came about and how did you manage your own personal change there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what I found was happening, Jen, was that I was being asked to manage either larger change projects or larger portfolios of change. And maybe if I can just share with you and the listeners a couple of stories. And I was working in a large oil and gas company. They were putting in a big document management system. It was going out to over 5,000 employees in the company. The project was sort of $12 to $14 million in budget. And I had two training managers, I had four change managers in my team, plus myself, and I was managing this change with an Excel spreadsheet. And I was working in oil and gas where engineers had all sorts of engineering software and fluid dynamic software and all sorts of modeling tools. And yet me as a change manager had an Excel spreadsheet. And the storage of information in this company is really important because it's got things like shutdown procedures, permits to operate. So it's really important that this information is stored correctly and can be found easily. And this really got me sort of thinking that there's got to be a better way of doing things. And then fast forward a little bit, I was working in another company and I was brought in by a PMO to manage a portfolio of change initiatives. And they all had project managers and change managers. They were all sort of IT changes. And the PMO really wanted to get an understanding of when the changes were impacting the business. They wanted to get some sort of health status. You know, we had a project management health status, but from a change management health status, how were things tracking? And we also had, this was in the peak of the oil and gas boom here in Perth, we had a lot of contracting staff. So they wanted to know what people were working on, you know, who was overutilized, who was underutilized. I thought there'd be a tool out there in the market that would do that. I searched far and wide. And after about 3 weeks of searching, realised there wasn't, and woke up with a crazy idea one morning of building Ralio, and that's what I've done.
So you just woke up and built Ralio. Or over what time period did that take you, and what did that mean? Like, what were you giving up to be able to be in that position where you've got a chance to have to stop work of it?
Yeah, it has taken obviously a couple of years to build. To build the software, I think there's been two journeys. There's been the journey of actually building the software, but there's been actually my journey of learning to build software. We took very much a design-centric approach to designing Ralio. So we did a lot of research, we did in-depth interviews, we did surveys online with change practitioners. We actually designed a HTML prototype before we actually designed the software to give us a look on the screen of what it might look like and some of the basic features. And then once we developed the HTML prototype, we then partnered with a software development company to build the software. And we now have an in-house developer that works with us for the ongoing enhancements to the software. And yeah, it's been quite a journey over the last few years.
Yeah. So you recently spoke at Convergence, which is Australia's, well, I think they're touting themselves as the only
I
dedicated
think
change
it is,
management
yeah. Yeah,
conference
it
at
is
the
these days,
moment.
yeah.
And it gets really strong reviews in terms of what's covered out there. Now you spoke at Convergence. What did you talk about? What was the key themes?
Yeah, so I was the opening speaker on day two, and I spoke about really the Ralio story. So I shared with people in the audience the Ralio story and really focused on why I built change management, why I built the change management tool. And then we also talked a little bit about the future of change management and some of the new technologies are starting to emerge and where I see us going in that sort of space.
What was the reception? What were the type of questions you were being asked in the breaks?
Yeah, wow, looks very exciting. Can we have a look at it? And we had a live demonstration there and a big plasma screen, so we're doing demonstrations. I think some people were a little bit surprised that you could actually do this stuff with change management information. So there was a little bit of like, I never knew you could do this sort of type stuff. And we also, I think it started to spark some thinking, which is the bit that got me really excited because people would come up to me and go, oh, well, could we use it in this situation? Or have you guys thought about doing X, Y, and Z? And we do have a product roadmap for the development of the product, and we've got some great ideas. But I got a lot of value and really enjoyed having conversations with change practitioners around how they might want to use technology in the future to manage change.
So if, on that point, if we think more broadly and we think about technology and change management, what do you think are the things that change practitioners need to be thinking about with either their personal use of technology, their enterprise use of technology, the trends coming through? What's the change practitioner meant to be attuned to at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think there's a few things. I think for an actual change practitioner who is managing an individual change, I think just being aware of technology, as an example, if you're managing a change in an organization, do you know how to put your documents into SharePoint? Can you create a mini page for your change on SharePoint? I think doing things like this. I think also looking at the way in which you get feedback on your change. So it could be through using social media channels, it could be through using surveys. So how do you get feedback on your change? And also too, and I think you've spoken about this on your podcast previously, Jen, there's emerging a range of communications tools, digital communication tools. That's not to say we still won't have things like storytelling. I think that's really, really important. But how do you deliver that story message to your audience in the company? And really sort of starting to explore the new technologies. There's a big push now in a lot of enterprise organizations to go cloud. That's bringing new applications to the organization. So I think for the individual change practitioner being aware of the new technologies, I think for people who are managing portfolios of change, I think looking at how do you track and measure that? We work with clients that used to run an Excel spreadsheet to track 35 to 50 projects. It's cumbersome and it doesn't work. There are now tools out there in the market which do that, which help you with that. And so I think, starting to become aware of these tools and solutions, just having discussions with vendors just to increase your education of what's out there, is something that people who are managing portfolios can do.
So you're a techie person. Open your phone right now. Tell us what are
Yeah.
the top five apps that you're using?
The top five apps that I'm using right now. Okay, so obviously Facebook. Everyone's on Facebook these days, and I use that to stay in contact with friends and family. I also am actually using iTunes podcasts a lot these days.
This is my point to say, if you're really enjoying this, jump onto iTunes and give us a 5-star review.
That's a really good point. And I fly a lot these days with work, so I love listening to podcasts on the plane. And then the other two apps that probably get a lot of use on my phone is Pandora Radio. I've got about 20 radio stations now, and I just stream music when I'm traveling or in the office, which is really good there. And then probably the last app that I use there is probably sort of food apps, you know, sort of looking at, you know, Zomato for restaurant reviews and things like that. So, yeah.
So what about project management? Do you use Trello or any of those kind of products or?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So we've actually, we used to use Trello here at Ralio, but we've just moved to a new tool called Depulse. Now, don't be put off by the name. It's not the best name for the product, but the product is fantastic, and it's a cloud-based project management, task management solution. It's quite simple, but it's able to be quite customized. It also interfaces with Dropbox, which we use for document storage. So yeah, the team are using it. We've been using it for about a month now. We really like it.
Yeah, cool. So I asked that question because I often find that change practitioners often are behind the curve when it comes to technology use and apps and software solutions and stuff like that. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, we do find that. We find that quite a bit when we work with clients or just when I'm talking to change practitioners. They're not aware of these new technologies. And look, you certainly don't have to be an expert about everything, but I think you need to have an awareness of things and, you know, get good at Google and you can search for stuff on the internet. I think the other thing too is, and we notice this with some of our clients when we first start working with them, is just having an awareness of the change that's going on in your organization. So it's a classic question. I go into an organization, I may be in a meeting with senior leaders, and I ask each one of them, how many changes are going on in your organization today? And either they can't answer the question or they all give me a different answer. And it's, you know, the technology's great, but if we can't measure it, we can't manage it. Even when you go down to a PMO level and you ask them, how many changes are you managing? And you'll get different answers, or people don't agree, or they don't know. So definitely have an awareness of technology, but also start to develop an awareness of, if you're managing a portfolio of changes, exactly what are you managing and who's responsible for that change?
That's a really good point. What one thing would you like change practitioners to know about technology right now? If they could take one thing away, what would it be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the one thing is not to be afraid of technology. A lot of people are, you know, like, technology can be quite daunting depending on what you Google and read on the internet. There's lots of information out there and it can get quite technical, I think, but don't be put off by that. I think, you know, just start to read little snippets and find websites that are tailored more towards people who are just getting into technology and just start to read and learn and have an awareness of it.
Okay, what's got you most excited about technology at the moment? What are you looking forward to?
I think two things. I think in terms of managing change, we've now got the emergence of a couple of great solutions around the world, and we're effectively taking people from having Word, Excel and PowerPoint and having information locked in just individual documents, and now we're moving on to these digital platforms for managing change. And that's really going to open up a whole new world of possibilities. And I think that's really exciting. And that's, you know, that's, you know, underlying to what we do at Ralio, it's about making managing change easier for people. And technology is really going to enable that. And so, yeah, we're really excited about the future. And the other thing we also get excited about is actually working with our clients who come to us with ideas and enhancements for the product. And we've got a few ideas now which are in Ralio that weren't there and they weren't on our original roadmap.
But they were community-driven.
Yeah.
Yeah, powerful.
People have gone to us, hey, it'd be really helpful if we could do X, Y, and Z. And we're like, well, we didn't think of that, but that's a great idea. And so, yeah, so we do, you know, we have great relationships with our customers and we really love that feedback from change practitioners?
Okay. Well, so speaking of feedback, if people want to get in touch with you, continue this conversation, ask you questions or provide you ideas, what's the best way they can reach you?
Yeah, that's a great idea. If you just go to Raleo, www.raleo.com, and there's a little button down the bottom of the page called Request a Demo. That'll come through to me, and then we can have a conversation on the phone, and I can answer your questions.
Cool, excellent. Jo Hutton, thank you so much for your time today on the Change Chat.
Great, it's been great chatting. Thanks, Jen.
If you enjoyed this shock, then do share with your colleagues and friends. You can find more at conversationsofchange.com.au, at Jen Fram on Twitter, or Conversations of Change on the Facebook.